Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Dublin is among the 20th in 128 European cities for the presence of cocaine, ketamine and MDMA in our wastewater. That's not good. Now, of course, this kind of asks the question again about legal drugs and not illegal drugs. And should we be, legalising or decriminalising drug use for personal use? We'll talk about that later. A lot of people have an opinion on that. But the first thing I want to talk about is somewhat Donald Trump, but generally not. And I'll tell you why. We heard in the news today that Donald Trump, the US president, will sign a long-anticipated executive order that aims to shut down the Department of Education. Trump has said the Department of Education is a wasteful and polluted organization with a liberal ideology. A spokesperson for the White House has said that the administration's goal is to have a better functioning education system. Now, it's not only America and the American president who seem to have an issue about how certain things are being taught. The Irish Teaching Union has said that they don't want teachers being forced to lead sex education classes. From 2027, new amendments are going to be made to the SPHE, the Social Personal Health Education Curriculum. And the program will have, you know, three core strands of health, well-being, relationships and sexuality into adulthood. And a letter was written by the General Secretary of the Association of Secondary School Teachers of Ireland to school stewards prefacing that the new SPHE content contained sensitive issues and that teachers should be only teach materials they feel comfortable and competent with. Now, going back to September of last year, a secondary school teacher spoke out about how she was horrified at what the new curriculum contained. As families around the country went back to school at the end of August, a significant controversy arose about the anti-Irish content in one of the SPHE books. Do you remember that one? The little family and their little jumpers and lambs everywhere, whereas the kind of family from outside of Ireland who were living in Ireland were kind of cool looking, whereas the Irish were made out to be potato-eating, backward GAA supporters. Now, she went on to say that she felt that she had been ignored by the National Council for the Curriculum Assessment, the NCCA. But I want to know what you think when it comes to SPHE. Many people have an issue with, I suppose, gender ideology, sex education, and all the different things that they would teach children at the latter half of primary school and obviously in the early half of secondary school. But there is an argument that, you know, some parents are just not good at talking to their kids about sex, you know, and, you know, then the school has to kind of jump in and go, well, we'll teach them. But really, is it the school's job or is it a parent's job to teach their children about sex education, gender ideology, transgenderism, whatever it happens to be? Is it their job or is it your job as a parent? Whose job is it to teach children about relationships, about sexuality, about adulthood, about all those things? Some people would argue that it's the school's job just to academically educate your child and not talk to them about things like that. Let me know what you think. I want to get your thoughts. The number, as usual, if you want to WhatsApp us, you want to come on the air, the number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Let me go to Olivia first, if I can. Olivia, hi, how are you?
Hi, how's it going?
I'm good, Olivia. Olivia, whose job is it to educate children about sex?
I think it's both the teachers, any guardian adults as well, to just teach children. It should be a conversation from the very young age. We talk about sexuality and what's right, what's wrong, you know, consent and all of that stuff, because I know I went to a Catholic Irish school and it was mixed, but nothing was ever spoken about. Consent was never spoken about, especially when I was, you know, turning into an adult or when hormones are going. And I went to a mixed school my entire life and it was never mentioned. Consent was never mentioned until essentially it was too late. And we weren't taught, like, we were taught abstinence, and I'm young.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
we were taught abstinence and
Teaching a child. Okay, I understand that. You know, along with teaching a child about relationships and sex and everything else, teaching abstinence is not such a bad thing either. You know that you've got to be mature about things and really not have sex till you're 17 years of age. But getting back to consent at a young age, do we not already teach children, you know, you don't touch anybody without asking, you don't take that boy's pencil without asking, you don't take that girl's pen without asking, you don't, you know, mm-hmm. you don't let anybody else touch you, you know, or your privates? We do teach children, don't we, about consent at a young age to some degree.
Of course, yeah. When I was in school, though, it was never taught. Like, consent didn't come as a conversation until it was essentially too late. Like, I was 18 when I had, like, my first class of consent.
Wow.
Which, I mean, I obviously knew it, but that was taught through myself and mm-hmm. exposure to the internet and stuff like that.
I'm going to ask a stupid question, sorry, Olivia, but is consent just not common sense? That, you know, when you get to that age of 16 mm-hmm. or 15 at sexual maturity, you know, when you start to, you know, discover yourself and what have you, that you kind of know what's right and what's wrong. You don't let anybody touch you, you know, without, you know, your permission, et cetera, et cetera. Is that not something that just should be common sense? I'm only asking the question, by the way. I'm just saying, is it not common sense?
You would think that is common sense, but it's usually, I'm not pinning this all on boys now, because I'm not, okay? Before, if anyone hears this, I'm not pinning it on boys. But young teenage boys, obviously, like, they know, oh, can I do this? Can I do that? But I don't think young teenagers really know that they need to ask kind of consent when it comes to everything and not just take
it for granted. Yeah.
Yes, I think people just take it, oh, this person said yes to something, and then they don't really get to change their mind once they're in the situation. They don't think about that. I know personal experience, I know from other people's experiences, that, like, we aren't taught that you really need to ask kind of, or look out for signs of consent in all situations, and be it sexual or not, you kind of need to always ask or always be aware of people's body language, and that isn't taught really at all. I've never, like, people don't teach body language is a really, 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 really important thing, and you need to absolutely take into account the person. It's a very emotional thing, you know, especially when you're going and you're going through all these hormones and you've never kind of experienced this before, and you need to kind of really, really, really be aware of yourself and the person in front of you. And I just don't think that's tough.
Okay, so we need to hammer home the line, no means no. And I don't disagree with you. And that goes for boys and girls, right? But in relation to the other aspects, just before I come to David, our next caller, and I want you to stay with me, but the other aspect of it would be gender ideology. This is a thing that people seem to have a huge issue with, particularly when it comes to the latter half of primary school, early half of secondary school, when they're teaching children, oh, you know, you can be whatever you want to be. If you want to be a boy, you want to be a girl. Some parents have a huge objection to that because, as far as they're concerned, like Donald Trump, they believe there's two genders, male and female, and that's it. Get over yourself. So is that something we should leave out of the school system and leave that to parents?
No, not entirely. See, my secondary school was like kind of, it was, I would say, so I went to an Educate Together secondary school and a Catholic primary school, right?
Okay.
So secondary school was a totally different experience. It was very, be who you are, doesn't matter whatever you identify as, it doesn't matter, because I'm obviously young. I think you could hear that in my voice. So I kind of had that kind of be who you are, whatever you identify as, doesn't matter. Like, I've always been quite open to that, and I've always been quite respectful of whoever who has ever, like, come out to me in that kind of aspect. But I think that different beliefs can be pushed on by different backgrounds or cultural backgrounds, be that or just whatever kind of.
Okay, well hang on, stay there for a second, like Olivia. Let me just go to David as well. David, hi, how are you?
No, I'm very, very well. Lovely to hear you be back. I thought AJ had usurped your position.
AJ was ringing me every day in hospital. She's been so good, by the way, and I've been helping her out, obviously, as well, talking about topics, but she's been ringing me every day.
She did a fantastic job.
She did.
She did a fantastic job.
Yes, she sure did.
Yeah. No. Obviously, working for the master does help.
She certainly came into herself, absolutely, and I'm so grateful to her.
She did very, very well. I was very, very impressed.
So, David, getting back to the topic at hand, you know, Donald Trump obviously wants to close out the Department of Education. Now, his main reason is he said it's polluted with liberal ideology and, you know, he wants to get back to basics. We have a similar situation here, haven't we?
It's not as limited as that. What Donald Trump objects to is the fact that America spends the most on education per pupil.
But has the worst outcome.
Anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
And yet they are bottom of the OECD group of nations. You know, they come out 40th when they're spending more than anybody else on a per pupil basis, and that the whole problem there lies in the Department of Education. So there's a whole load of bureaucrats who are being paid huge salaries who do absolutely sweep Fanny Adams. They bring nothing to the table. That's my view of what he's doing.
But that's part of it. But he also said he would defund schools who teach, you know, gender ideology, transgenderism. There was one governor in Maine who said she wouldn't listen to the executive order, and he said he would defund the state if he didn't listen.
Yeah, the you know, I was born and brought up in Brighton in the 70s. Well, I was a teenager in the 70s. At my school, we had openly gay people. In 1974, the school accepted girls for the first time. And obviously they changed the rules and suddenly skirts and makeup was allowed. Mm-hmm. And so a certain group of boys suddenly came out with all the makeup. Mm-hmm. And of course, at that time anyway, in the pop world, we had Mark Bolan and the whole sort of glam rock thing going on.
So yeah, Bowie and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, so you had lads wearing makeup. Yeah. New Romantics used to wear the goth makeup and all that kind of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and so we had all of that going on, and there was the school glee club was totally gay. Brighton, you had the pub called the Hand in Hand, for goodness sakes. And it wasn't a problem. There was no bullying over it. It was just accepted that 10% of all mammals are gay, and that's it. And, you get on with people for what they are, not for their orientation.
I don't think anybody has an issue. I don't remember anybody ever coming on the air.
Oh, there's big issues in Ireland.
Well, I don't know. I think we've changed a lot. I mean, look at the referendum on marriage equality. So I don't think people have an issue with gay people per se. I think where their issue is with gender ideology. I think that's where their issue is, isn't it? With some people.
Well, it's ridiculous. You can't. Yeah. It's anti-science nonsense. Mm. It's non-scientific. Schools should only be involved in what is provably scientific. But the fact that someone's got gender dysphoria is they should be dealt with by the psychologists and not by other people having to lie to accept
people can self-identify nowadays anyway. I mean, that's in Irish law. I know in the UK it's not, but it is in Irish law. They can self-identify. But in relation to
you can't force me to recognize.
No, I'm not going to force you at all. But I know some people would like to force you. But I wouldn't force you. But here's the thing. Well, Olivia said it's really important that we teach sex education. We teach about consent, relationships, you know, what is allowed, what isn't allowed, you know, where you draw the line, etc. It's really important that we teach that at a very young age. Is she right? Or is that a parent's job?
Obviously she's right, but surely that comes down to treating people with respect from an early age. And, all this consent nonsense that's going on in universities, you know, sort of when suddenly two consenting adults on the night before, suddenly the girl has second thoughts and calls rape. Mm-hmm. And the numerous cases of that. If you believe
let's not discuss that gentleman on the air, please. Yeah.
No, I know.
I used the word gentleman there. I probably shouldn't have. But he was found liable in a court of law in a civil case. He was found liable of sexually assaulting and having sex without consent. So he was found liable in a court of law. That's the way it stands.
That's up for appeal,
That's his choice. Yeah. But I don't want to talk about specific cases. But getting back to what Olivia is saying. I get the point she's making. She's a young person. We're not young. We're old fogies. You know, we're kind of old, dodgy conservatives. You know,
the fact that I remember Mark Bolan when he was alive—that's
a problem. That's a problem. I mean, Olivia, do you find that it's older people that seem to have a problem with these things rather than younger people?
I feel like older people were just not taught. Like, just their first thought was to just stick with what was in quotes normal.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, like, I think it's important to be taught to not just young people but to old people as well. Not like old, just older people.
Yeah, me. You're talking about me, Olivia. Yeah, go on. Yeah.
No. Of course not. I think just we should all be taught just to be accepting. You don't have to agree. You don't have to, you know, entirely have to, like, you don't have to be gay to accept gay people. You don't have to be trans to accept trans people, you know what I mean?
Well, I don't think anybody should judge anybody for what they are or who they are or what they want to be. But I think where people have the issue And David pointed that out. Look, if somebody wants to, you know, tell somebody I'm a woman, I'm not a man, that's fine. But don't force everybody else to believe you. Isn't that, that's what he's saying.
Yeah. Okay. I don't exactly agree with that, obviously. You're more than entitled to your opinion. I don't exactly agree to that. That's, you know, that's your own opinion. I think that everyone should just learn to accept. You don't have to agree. I think you should just, everyone should just be nice.
I don't think he's suggesting you shouldn't be nice, but
yeah, of course.
Yeah, but if something is unscientific, as far as he's concerned, you know, he shouldn't be forced to accept it. And we do live in a world, I suppose, when it comes to education as well, that we're teaching children to accept it. You know, and that's where parents have some issue or take, you know, umbrage with the new curriculum, that children are being taught to accept it as being scientifically correct, whereas some people argue that it's not. You know, so it is a huge issue, isn't it? I mean, realistically, we're getting rid of religion from schools. Well, they're slowly but surely removing religion from schools, which is an ideology. And I have respect for people who believe in God or who have a religion. That's their viewpoint and that's their choice. Equally, I respect people who have, you know, who believe that somebody can change their gender. I don't have to agree with it, but as it being a factual statement. So that's the problem David has, is why teach children or teach anybody that it's a statement of fact? Because that's what school is about, isn't it?
Yeah, school is... I think people should have thoughts... Okay, let me word this properly. I think that you should be able to teach acceptance, but you're able to teach acceptance without forcing
you're
any ideology
people to lie.
Upon people.
You're teaching people to lie and to accept a lie.
In your view, Dave, it's a lie.
It's actually a lie. You could prove it in a scientific lab.
Prove what?
You could prove that a person is a man or a woman in a laboratory. It is factually accurate. The fact that they believe something else is a mental disorder, not a factual.
Well, according to the WHO, it's not anymore. It has been removed from the...
Well, the WHO is a corrupt organisation that should be abandoned.
For many other reasons, maybe not for that one, but for many other reasons, yes. I got to go into a break. Stay there, Olivia and Davis. I want to come to Paul, but I got to go into a quick break. The number, by the way, as usual, is 087-188-0008. Please WhatsApp us if you want to come on the air and get involved in the conversation. We're talking about sex education. We've gone off on a tangent there a bit. But we're talking about sex education in general. Donald Trump is shutting down the Department of Education for many reasons, as David pointed out, including wastage. But also, he said it's a wasteful and it's polluted with liberal ideologies. So many people have had an issue with the Irish curriculum changing as well and don't agree with some of the stuff that's in it. So the question we're asking is, whose job is it to teach your children about relationship and sex? Is it yours as a parent or is it the schools in the state? All right, stay with me, Olivia, if you can. Let me just go to Paul as well. Paul, hi, how are you?
Hey, Omar.
How are you doing? Good to talk to you, Paul. Paul, whose job is it to teach children about sex education? Is it yours as a parent?
The parents.
Only the parents?
Well, look, if schools want to teach it, they should be allowed to teach it. But they shouldn't be forced on the schools to teach it. It should be up to the parents.
Well, curriculum is forced on the teachers, if you know what I mean. That's the curriculum,
yeah, but like,
isn't
this is different. This is different. Look, you can have home economics and whatnot and teach them how to cook and clean and whatever. But to teach a child about respect and about how to treat a woman and whatever, that's up to a man to teach his son that. And it's up to a woman to teach, or a mother to teach a daughter, you know. Respect is earned, it's not forced, you know.
There is an argument that if that's the case, then we're not doing a very good job. When we see the amount of sexual assault cases, well, then we mustn't be doing a good job.
Yeah, look, it's the same thing. It's the same thing as you said there about the Conor and Nikita Hunt thing. I have my views on that.
Okay,
there's
an appeal going on there, so let's not talk about the case per se.
Well, let's not talk about it. Yeah. But however, when it comes to sex education, if the school wants to teach it, well, then they should be allowed to teach it. What they shouldn't be allowed is to indoctrinate the kids into believing false fucking fairy tales. Sorry for cursing, false fairy tales. Like, forcing ideologies on them, like leading.
Okay, we get the gist. So you don't believe gender ideology or that kind of stuff should be taught in schools?
No, it shouldn't. It should be nowhere near school.
And what about teaching, you know, young Johnny and Mary at 11 years of age you know, that, look, there are people in this world, there's boys who like boys and will get married to boys, or there's girls who like girls and get married to girls. Is that okay to teach them that?
No, because they're children. It's when it's
but they're children, yeah. But they're the same children who walk down the road and see two men holding hands. What, you know, why don't we teach them that?
If
that's okay.
If the child turns around and asks you about that, well, then by all means, you go and explain it to the child. Look, son, there's people here that like other people, and that's the way it is. You don't have to go and go to them and start telling them about it just because you feel like it.
But there could be a kid in school at 12 years of age who's afraid to say anything, and then his teacher said, "Look, this, you know, says this is okay. This is part of life. You know, some people are gay. That's okay.
That's okay. That's okay. But that's if the child comes to you. The children are innocent.
You're assuming, Paul, every parent is a good parent. There are a lot of parents out there who don't talk. My mother and father never spoke about sex to me. My mother would be horrified if I even mentioned the word sex.
My father did, and my mother tried it, and I didn't have the conversation with her. But I knew because I learned everything else on the streets from friends and other old.
That's not the best place to learn things, is it, really?
I obviously know that. But as I said, it's up to the parents then. I said, you don't, if it's a primary school age child, leave them alone.
Hang on, just out of interest, Olivia, you're obviously a bit younger, so your parents would be a bit more modern. Did your parents talk to you about sex? Olivia, sorry, Elisa, are you still there, Olivia?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. I was kind of sat in front of the they did. Yeah. I was made watch an
episode of Coronation Street. Sorry. Yeah. Go on, you made watch what?
I was made watch a DVD about puberty, and it was kind of left up more to the school. Now my parents were always very supportive and stuff. My parents are great.
Okay.
It was mainly all just kind of left in school because a lot of the parents don't really want to be talking to the kids about that stuff, and neither do children don't want to be talked about that to the parents.
Because they're mortified.
Really.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's mortifying. Yeah. No, but that's just how it is. But that's also just the culture of Ireland. I know in different cultures it's completely different.
Yeah, in America, it's much different to what it is here. You know, we still have a bit of a hang up in this country about sex. But Paul, see what Olivia is even saying there. We've a bit of a hang up. And Irish parents are not great about talking about sex to their kids. They're just tired.
Even still, it's the job of a parent to do it. You're a parent. Do your job.
That's the perfect world. But unfortunately, we live in a world where many parents don't talk to their kids. So then if they don't talk to their kids and the school don't talk to their kids, where are we left then with a kid that grows up not knowing very much apart from what they learn from pornography?
Oh, come here, look. We're in a different age to what it was when my parents were growing up. You know what I mean? Even from when I'm growing up, kids know a lot more than they're letting on, you know.
Oh yeah, most kids know more than I knew when I was
their age. Exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean? The stuff my child is being 10 years old, and he's even coming out with stuff down like, hold on a second, did I just hear what I think he said?
Yeah, but the problem is with social media, they're getting a lot of bad influence. You've got the likes of Andrew Tate and all these head cases out there who are really bad influences when it comes to how to treat women.
But that's where it's for you. As you as a parent, to have to step in and say, well, that's not real. You don't do it like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You have to explain. You take her on as a parent. You grow up, you put on your big boy pants, you say to your child, that's not real life. You don't treat a woman like that. Because, I said, my son now, he's 10 years old. He's starting to go through this phase where he's getting the attitude. He's talking back and all. And basically, I had to say to him, don't.
But I'm shocked by the amount of young men I see following Andrew Tate and people like that, you know, and see these people as role models when clearly they're just misogynistic assholes. So I'm completely shocked by it. And sadly, they have a huge influence on young people.
Unfortunately, because there's not enough of masculinity. Masculinity is frowned upon.
I have no problem with masculinity. Masculinity is a good thing. Femininity is a good thing.
Yeah, but that's the problem. That's why people are flattened it is. Because
masculinity doesn't tell you to treat women like dirt. You know what I mean?
No, I understand that. But the reason people are flocking to these is because they see these people, they're masculine, they're driving the big cars, they have to believe in the money, all this shit, where there's a lot of people out here that if you try to be that masculine person, you're frowned upon. You're put down. Men aren't given a chance in this country. You see?
Yeah, I know. I understand the point you're making, and I don't agree with some people. There's a train of thought there that all masculinity is toxic in some way.
Yeah.
If we turned around and said all femininity was toxic, we'd be given out for saying that. So I don't agree. Oh, masculinity is a good thing. Femininity is a good thing. These things are good things, as long as they're not taken
100%.
To the extreme. Yeah.
But as I said, when it comes to the skills, if the skills want the teacher, they should be entitled to teach it, as long as they're not forcing ideologies onto children.
Okay. Thanks for that. Stay there, Olivia. Let me go to Morris as well. Morris, hi. How are you?
Niall, I'm Grant. How are you? Welcome back. I'm glad to hear you're back on the air. Everything okay?
Ah, it's as good as it's going to be. It's going to take me a while to recover.
Yeah.
And actually, you know the worst thing about being in hospital for nearly a month on and off? The worst thing is that you become completely unfit. But you're lying down all the time. I literally now walk up the stairs, I walk up the garden, and I'm actually can't breathe because I'm completely unfit. Your muscles waste away. It's just terrible.
Exactly.
It's terrible. It's going to take
you're inactive.
Yeah, it's going to take me a while. I was told it'll take me a little while just to get back to normal because I'm normally quite an energetic person. But anyway, I'll get there in the end.
Good.
Thanks, Morris. And thanks for all the lovely texts I've got from people as well, including yourself,
you're
by the way.
Welcome.
Morris, getting back to this particular topic, whose job is it to teach children about sex? And I'm talking about the latter half of primary school, the start of secondary school, when they're kind of in around that kind of vulnerable age of, you know, 11 to 14, 15 years of age. Whose job is it?
Well, being a granddad now and looking back and mature recollection, as the politicians would say, I think the parents should do it, to be honest with you. I take it out of the hands of the teachers because they're strangers to the children. They don't know them. They're there to educate them. If you're going to have children and bring them into the world, I think the parents, the mother and the father, should teach them the most important aspects of life, sexuality and everything else that goes with it, and responsibility, the dangers, the enjoyments or whatever. But I think the parents should do it because you've gone through the trouble of having those children. And then all of a sudden, when it comes to the most important information that they'll get in their lives to guide them as adults in the future, you can let a stranger do it? No.
But they're not strangers. Teachers are in children's lives almost as much as their parents. So they're not strangers.
But I think if you're having the interests of your child 100% at heart and say, do you know what? They turned out to be okay because I gave them the most important lesson that they needed in life. And it should come from me. If I was man enough or woman enough to make them, I should be man enough or woman enough to educate them.
And I would agree with you 150%.
Thanks.
But here's the problem, Morris. You might think that's right. I think it's right. But sadly, there are many parents out there who will never talk to their children about sex. And there's many children who don't want their parents to talk to them about sex because, as Olivia rightly said, they'd be mortified.
That is?
Because some parents are just not great. They're not. I mean, they might be great in other ways, but they're just not good at educating their children.
No, you're missing the point. The guy that was on before me was correct. The system told you and me sex is dirty until you're married. Sex is dirty. Sex is filthy. Sex is the devil's work. Sex is the devil's spawn. It's a joyous thing between two humans coming together, male and female, or whatever you want yourself, or whatever you're into. But because the system here says, don't you do that. You're a harlot. You're a charlatan. You're having the devil's child. Your children are the devil's spawn. Sex is dirty in Catholic Ireland. So get away from that and stop making children be ashamed of who they are and what their bodies do.
And I would have agreed. I would agreed with you 20 years ago, but I don't think that's as bad. Now, I know Olivia said there's a cultural difference between us and other countries. Yeah. But there's still a bit of a hang-up in this country about sex. But I think that's radically changed. If you take, say, 50 Shades of Grey, the movie, the most popular place that it was shown per head of population was Ireland.
Because do you know why? Because we were told it was dirty and filthy and you'll go to hell for doing it. And that's why people said, I've got to fucking watch this and I want to be educated and see what's going on. And then they had the swingers parties and the keys in the bowl and fucking people experimenting and doing whatever they want and going dogging and everything. Like, I mean, to say Catholic guilt on, as far as sex education is concerned, is horrific. Every time somebody masturbates, they're saying a Hail Mary for forgiveness.
Olivia, would you agree that Catholic Ireland has a lot to do with the hang-ups that we have and parents have about teaching your children about sex, Olivia? Would you?
Because we were told it was dirty.
Sorry. Hang on, Morris. Olivia, sorry. What are you saying? Go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah, no, incredibly. And I, like, try to stay away from blaming everything on the Catholic Church, because I know us Irish people always do that. But I think that it's made like people so awkward and so shameful when they talk about sex and stuff, when it's just a normal thing. And I know how you said earlier on that like abstinence is in sometimes good, but also people, like especially young teenagers, they're not going to think or even abide by that at all. Like people are going to go and have sex.
Well, I would teach abstinence. I would say to children, look, don't have sex till you're 17 years of age, because that's the law anyway. But if you're going to do it, here's what you do to do it safely. You know
exactly,
what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that. No, I totally agree with that. But I think just everyone should be taught exactly what sex actually is, and not how it is on, say, like sites and porn and stuff like that. Especially young boys are incredibly ruined. This generation is incredibly ruined. And the stuff I've heard from young boys is just ridiculous. It's so unrealistic. And it's, again, tying back into consent, like it is just, it's completely ruined young boys of what consent is. And they just think, oh, girls are just for this and just for that. And, you know, OnlyFans has also completely ruined that, as well as I think it's great that it's empowering
some of the stuff that we've interviewed some of the girls from OnlyFans over the last few months. And some of the stuff is just outrageous.
It's outrageous.
Did you see that? Who's the one? What's her name again? Is it Lily something? The one that was sleeping with 1,000 lads in one day.
Oh my God, I saw that.
Yeah, but did you see the latest thing she's doing now? She's going into old folks' homes and sleeping with the elfless for free.
Okay. I just don't
what's
think
going
that's
on?
Right.
I mean, there's something wrong with her.
You get to a certain age, like, so you're when you're young, you're at a certain age where you can't give consent. I think there's an age when you're older where you can't really give consent either. Yeah. A lot of these people are riddled with, you know, dementia or other mental illnesses due to age or their brain deteriorating. I think that is completely just disgusting. Well,
she put up a video with these two old guys in their 70s or 80s saying this is her latest thing now, that she was going to service these men and that were in old folks' homes. And I'm going, this woman is, there's something wrong here. You know what I mean? I think it's the same one that said that she slept with 1,000 people or something like that. I don't know. But you are right. The likes of OnlyFans, porn sites. I mean, young children now, 11, 12 years of age, have access to porn that we wouldn't have even dreamed of when we were kids. I mean, the best I got was a double page spread in Mayfair when I was 14 years of age, you know, and I just thought it was the first time I saw a naked woman and nearly died. So, we didn't have that. So boys, I think Morris, it's fair to say, boys have an unrealistic expectation of what girls are for when it comes to sex.
And I think it's up to the parents to really like tell their kids that this isn't real. You know, it's completely artificial. And, you know, that is, in that instance, while I say it's also the teacher's responsibility to teach their kids that that isn't true and that isn't real and it's all fake and it's all artificial, it's like equally, like the parents are in the house with the kids all the time, you know what I mean? And monkey see, monkey do, you know what I mean?
Yep.
If parents raise their kids giving these ideologies that like, this isn't real, this isn't real, this isn't real, the kids are going to like believe them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know, like, when a teacher says something to me and then my parents say something to me, I'm more likely to take what my parents say to me at face value, because I never
because you respect them. Yeah.
Up, you know
yeah, you
mean?
Respect
like,
your parents.
And I say that, you know, I have more respect for my parents than I would for my teachers. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Listen, I got to go into a quick break. Boris, thank you very much indeed. Appreciate it. All
cheers,
right.
Man.
Cheers. And stay there, Olivia, if you want to, if you can. I want to come to Sean straight after the break. The number, as usual, is 087-188-0008. Whose job is it to teach sex education to children? All right, let me go to Sean if I can. Sean, hi, how are you?
How you doing, Niall? How are you?
I'm okay.
And I'm glad to hear you're back, Niall. I'm glad to hear you're well. AJ, what a lovely girl. And fair play to her again, Niall.
Mm-hmm.
Done a great job either way.
I know.
Niall, quick one for you, Niall. The fact of the matter is, Niall, you know, I remember getting letters in, you know, as a parent and, you know, they're teaching, you know, sex education classes.
Yeah.
And if you want to opt in, you can opt in. For your daughter or son, you want to opt out, you can opt out. And we obviously opted out as parents because...
Why did you opt out? I'm just curious now. Why did you opt out?
Well, exactly. I'm not going to tell you. It's because we educated them the way we thought we should. You know, you see, the fact of the matter is, Noel, sexual education goes a long way in schools now, and it's not only about the bees and the boards and a man and a woman. It's all about gays, it's all about this, it's all about that.
Is that because that's part of life now, isn't it?
It's not, no. No, it's not. No, and it shouldn't be pushed. And this is my point, Noel. This is exactly my point. My kids don't want to hear about a man with a man or a woman or a woman. Call me old school if you want. Call me what you like. And the listeners can call me what they like. But the fact of the matter is, you know, my kids only need to hear about a man and a woman and a woman and a man. And it's as simple as that. And it always...
So what, nothing else exists in society as far as you're concerned?
It can exist if it wants to exist, but you don't need to hear about it.
The only reason they would teach it in schools is because, you know, it's not that they're pushing it on people. I'm talking about... Let's focus on what we're actually talking about, people who are gay or lesbian, right? So it's not that they're... I'm not talking about gender ideology or any other stuff. I'm talking about being gay and lesbian, right? The only reason they tell people is because they don't want people judging somebody. Because we grew up in a society who did judge gay people. You know, we grew up in a society where homosexuality was illegal. You know what I mean?
Kids don't want to know.
How do you? What do you mean? But your kids have gay friends. I'm sure.
They're only kids, Noel. They don't want to hear. I don't want my kids to hear about.
Your kids are teenagers. You told me before your kids are teenagers.
I don't care, Noel. I don't care.
But they have gay friends.
Me as a parent, but Noel, why can't you accept as me as a parent talking to you tonight that I don't want my kids hearing about lesbians, gays, whatever it may be. Either, you know, whatever, what they want to be. You know, I'm not into it. I was never into it. Now, Noel, I know people that are gay. I have friends that are gay. That's great. That's their shit. That's their business. But the fact of the matter is, as kids are kids, they don't need to hear about it. You know, they don't want to know. You know, I don't want them to know about it. You know, now, maybe later in their lives, Noel, we can integrate it into the system, you see, and teach them then. But I don't want my kids at school telling my kids, oh, yeah, by the way, now, if you're not into a boy and a girl, you can be a man and a man, and you can be a woman and a woman, or whatever it may be. No, this is what my point is tonight, no, you know. And they're only kids, no.
Answer me a question. What harm would it do to a child, you know, let's say 12 years of age, right? What harm would it do to a child, or between 10 and 12, to say, listen, you know, there are some people in this world and they're attracted to the same sex and they get married, you know, and they adopt children and they have their own little family. What harm does it do? Explain to me the harm that does.
It is every harm. Yeah,
harm. You're saying it does harm. Tell me the harm.
Thing, Noel.
What's the harm?
From the start of the start, Noel, from where we all started, there was never any gays and there was no fucking lesbians of this.
What are you talking about? Are you... Jesus Christ,
Sean. How it is, Noel.
Yeah, no, you know why? Because they were afraid to tell anybody, because people like you might have been around.
But here's the fact, Noel.
Yeah, they were afraid to tell people.
And woman. And woman and man.
What, in the Bible? The case, is that what you're talking about, the Bible, Adam and Eve?
Do you want me to educate you?
I don't need an education, thanks very much indeed, Sean.
So why do the kids need to know about it, Noel?
So what, are you telling me that gay people didn't exist when you were a kid? Are you telling me it didn't happen? It wasn't around. You know why? Because they were terrified to tell anybody. Because A was illegal. Yeah, where?
Here's the fact of the matter. You see, the fact of the matter is, Noel, Ireland became the first, one of the first countries to be given the same-sex marriage.
Hold on, sir.
We have everybody now flocking to Ireland of Ireland, and they're all fucking flying around from every country in the world to get married here. Now, that's all great for them, Noel. I don't have a problem with that, and I want to make sure that everybody knows this. You can be what the fuck you like. I don't care.
Okay, hang on just for a second, because I just want to bring Olivia in. I have to go to Alan Margaret as well. Olivia, sadly, or I don't know whether you want to call it sadly or not, that is the attitude of some parents. They don't want their children.
The
well, will you
Hold
wait,
on,
Sean?
Hold
Sean,
on,
Sean, no, hang on, Sean. Let me ask Olivia the question, right? Then you can answer, okay? There are parents out there who live by traditional values, Olivia. And they don't want their children known.
But what fucking happened, Enoch Burke? Traditional values. If that's the way you want to go with
If you want to go down that road, we start talking about Enoch Burke. Enoch Burke is in jail because of contempt of court. Not because he wouldn't refer to a child as a pronoun. Yeah. That's how it started, but that's not why he's in jail.
It's beliefs.
Okay.
From his beliefs.
And fair play to him for standing up for his beliefs. But he's in jail now 400 and something days. Okay. Sean, can you give your mouth the rest for a second? Just a second. All right.
We're saying to you, Noel, that my kids shouldn't be listening to this ideology, because the fact of the matter is, I said to you that they should be only taught about sex between a man and a woman.
Okay. Well, Olivia, do you accept there are parents out there who believe that children should only be talking about sex between a man and a woman?
Uh-huh, yeah. Mm.
Should that be respected?
I mean, to an extent, but it's not realistic. Like, people are still going
it
to enjoy
it. It is realistic,
around.
Olivia.
Let Olivia finish, please, Sean.
You know,
let her finish.
It's not realistic. And, like, I gave you your chance to speak, so you can give me my chance to speak.
Go ahead, Olivia. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's okay. Anyways, I just don't think it's realistic to... People are going to be gay whether their parents were gay or whether their parents weren't gay. And they're going to be surrounded by people that are gay, because quite a lot of people in Ireland and around the world are gay anyways.
Roughly 6% of the population, yep.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you teach them that there are gay people? Because you don't. Like, why would you stop
them
from knowing about gay people?
Okay.
What did you say?
Again, what I said to Noel, Olivia. My kids... only deserve to be talked when they're kids, like as Niall said, between 10 and 12, it's a man and a woman, okay? Now, let them, Olivia, with that, okay? Let's not flood their brains about gays and lesbians and everything else. As I'm going to say again, Olivia, let's not flood their brains too much, okay? Let's teach them about the man and the woman and the woman and the man. And then, and only then, Olivia, let's bring it on later in life.
So what are you saying later in life? So when they're 16 in school?
Well, look, even 15, you know. Oh, yeah, you know. But the fact of the matter is, Noel, that's the only sex that I was ever taught.
Okay. Well, hold on a second, because I need to get to Margaret and Alan very quickly. I've only got 6 minutes. Margaret, hi, how are you?
Hi, Noel. Welcome back.
Thank you, Margaret. Thank you.
And I said a decorated rosary for the last 3 weeks.
I'm not religious, but I really appreciate that.
I know you're not. And I said that to AJ.
Yeah.
I said, I know Niall is not religious.
But you light as many candles as you want. Yep, absolutely.
Every prayer, and I'm sure other listeners out there were thinking of you at Mass and saying a prayer for you.
Thanks.
And the power of prayer is good.
It is.
Anyway.
Yeah.
And look, AJ, held your show up high. Mm-hmm. When you were away. She was a wonderful presenter.
Mm-hmm.
And you should be very proud of all your staff that works with you.
Oh, I am. I love them all.
You're blessed to have them.
Oh, yeah.
That girl, AJ, an absolute lady.
No, AJ lady. And Molly are two of the most wonderful people.
Yeah. And you should
By the way, can I point out, Molly is not a teenager anymore. She celebrated her birthday during the week and she's now 20.
Oh, she did. Yeah, she did.
Okay, so, Margaret, getting back to the topic, I don't have much time here. I've only got about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So, I have 3 minutes. Jeepers, poor Al. Sorry, go ahead, yeah.
Anyway, I think in national school, they should be maybe taught the basics, a boy, a girl. And in the class, they say, what's that person there? Is he a boy or a girl? You know, simple things when they're in junior school.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And junior classes.
Yeah.
When they hit fifth class, now, then they talk about a man and a woman kissing, holding one another, embracing, simple things like that. Now, I think that, and then about your personal places in your body, and they should be pointed out.
So are you agreeing with Sean that we shouldn't tell children, let's say 10 or 11 years of age, which would be fifth class, that we shouldn't tell children about gay couples?
I personally think they are not geared enough to understand.
Yeah, but is this a generational thing? Because, you know what I mean? I'm conservative too.
It's not. I believe that if a person wants to be with a woman, that's their personal preference. If a man wants to be with a man, that's their personal preference. And if you're straight, as they say, and you want to be with a woman, that's your preference. Everybody's sexuality, excuse me, is their own personal business.
Do me a favour. I've got 1 minute left and I have to squeeze Alan in very quickly. Sorry, Alan.
People
and you
should not interfere with other people's sexuality. No way should they. And the unfortunate thing about it is, have we seen where people are being assaulted in Dublin, walking down streets or whatever, it's not on. It's not appropriate.
No, it's
and
not.
It should be stamped out.
Oh yeah, they should give heavy jail sentences. Hang on, I've only got a minute. Poor Alan has been waiting ages. Alan, hi, how are you?
Hey, Alan. Glad to have you back.
Thank you very much, Alan. I really appreciate it.
I offer incense and a candle for you, Niall. So you are in good. We are all getting you ready to come back.
There's that many candles left me. The place will go on fire, I swear to God. Alan, just very quickly, because I've literally got less than a minute left here. I'm in trouble.
Here is the issue, Niall. When I was 11, a girl gave me a love bite on the neck. And my father saw it. And my father was from the 20s, like your old father, right?
Yeah.
And he sent me in the sitting room and he went to, as a matter of fact, the facts of life in a very, very practical way. He talked about erections and vaginas and emissions. And he said, if you're getting loved by, you'll end up getting a girl pregnant. If you place that inside her vagina, you will release your tadpoles, he said. I always remember him saying
your tadpoles.
Oh, and shit. They will get her pregnant, and you don't want that to happen, so be careful. Now, what I think has happened with sex education has become too cumbersome. We don't need to make a big deal. Sex is natural. As a song by George Michael, I typed it in. Sex is natural. Sex is good. Now, everybody does it, but everybody should. Sex is a natural thing, and birds and bees are the only... Nobody would say the birds and the bees.
Yep.
They're the only...
I want to say this, Alan.
Yeah, go.
It was never supposed to be between two men and women from the outset. And the fact of the matter is, Alan, what I said to Niall...
Who said it was never supposed to be? But go on, yeah, go.
The sex education in schools should be only talked about between a man and a woman. And
okay, lads, on that note, unfortunately, everyone rapidly out of time. Margaret, I really appreciate it. And I'm sorry for cutting you very short. I know I did, and I apologise, but unfortunately, I have to go into news. Olivia, thank you for staying as long as you possibly did. And Alan and Sean, thank you very much indeed. I'm sorry for cutting everybody short. It's a good topic. I would have liked to continue it a bit longer.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.